I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1200. That's not fair. We've all heard it, and we've all said it. I'm a big-time fairness guy. I mean, nothing gets my dander up faster than unfairness. Well, there's a lot of things going on in the world that just aren't fair. How should a believer respond to that truth? Should we just shrug our shoulders and say, that's just the way it is, can't do anything about it? Maybe the better question is, what did Jesus do about it? Probably more than you think. Let's talk. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the Two Greatest Commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love our neighbor as ourselves. Loving sometimes looks like speaking for, living with, and standing up among those who can't do it themselves. It's easier to over-spiritualize certain texts, to say they're just symbolic, so we don't really have to do anything about it. For example, during the Last Supper, Jesus washed the disciples' dirty, filthy, stinky feet, and then he told us to do likewise. So what do? We say, communion? The Lord's Supper? Yes, that's what we're supposed to do often. He meant that. But washing someone's feet? Well, that's just symbolic. Okay, I get it. But let's consider another text. In Luke chapter 4, we hear these words, and Jesus came to Nazareth where he'd been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who were oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Now, was Jesus speaking symbolically or literally? The truth is, Jesus did those things. He did set oppressed people free. He did give sight to the blind, not just the spiritually blind. He did proclaim good news to the poor, not just the spiritually poor. It wasn't just spiritual for Jesus. And if we're going to love God and to love others, it shouldn't just be spiritual for us either. Remember Micah 6:8. It's put like this in the Message. But he's already made it plain how to live, what to do, what God is looking for in men and women. It's quite simple. Do what is fair and just to your neighbor. Be compassionate and loyal in your love. Don't take yourself too seriously. Take God seriously. In The Deeply Formed Life, the author gives suggestions on how to live this out. He says it doesn't have to be big. It's the everyday stuff. Be near and care for the vulnerable around you. There are people in your family, on your team, in your school, in your neighborhood, sitting in the hospital. Say something if you see something. Some people can't speak for themselves, but you could be their advocate. You could be their encourager. You could be their voice. Here's the great question. Who needs you to advocate for them right now? Have you got that person in mind? Think of them now, and let's pray for them. Let's pray this prayer adapted from prayer.knowingjesus.com. We pray, Lord, that you will right all the wrongs that are taking place in our world and vindicate those who are being treated unjustly. Keep us, Father, from trying to take things into our own hands. Vengeance is yours. You will repay. But Lord, in your grace and mercy, we pray that you would give justice and peace to all those who have been cruelly and unfairly treated by their fellow humans. And may the injustice and carelessness that they have had to endure be a means to draw them into your saving arms of grace. We ask this in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1201. And in the meantime, all you have to do is think right now about a person who's advocated for you when you couldn't advocate for yourself. Think of the ways that he or she came alongside you to speak for you and to love on you and then to be with you. There are others who need you to be that person for them today. Because you know, it's easy to look at life and say, that's not fair.